to your purposes, because you are sovereign and you can work through us. And I pray, Lord, that you would help us to understand that. Lord, we pray for our country. It is in bad shape and it is extremely divided. Your word tells us righteousness exalts a nation, but sin is a reproach to any people. And we can point the finger 1,000 directions, but at the end of the day, sin's the problem. And I think we as Christians, it's really high time that we understand that the influence that we have must always first be a gospel influence. We certainly want and would desire and even pray for people, leadership in our country, in our state, in our localities, leadership that is devoted to you and will make decisions based upon biblical thinking. We pray for that. We want that. But Father, our first responsibility is to the gospel. And I pray, Lord, that you would help us to remember that in this world that we live in this country that we live in. And I pray, Lord, that you command us to pray in a way that that we may live a peaceable and godly life in all godliness and honesty. And right now, we feel rather threatened in our country, that sort of peaceful life is threatened by what's going on. And so we pray that the leadership of our country, the leadership of our world would humble themselves before you. What is absolutely needed on every side is humility. Pride goes before destruction, and a haughty spirit before a fall. And whoever it is that has that kind of a spirit is going to be the one that goes to destruction. And I pray, Lord, that you would help us all to remember that and to pray. I do pray for humility on the part of our leaders so that they can receive grace and wisdom. And we pray all these things in Christ's name. Amen.